Boeing's Dreamliner was supposed to be the most advanced airplane ever built. Airlines scrambled to get on the order book for the plane, which promised both comfort and fuel efficiency. Well, now Boeing's 787 Dreamliners are still costing more to build than to buy. The company says it should turn a profit on the Dreamliner by sometime in 2016. But by that time, Boeing says developing this game-changing plane will cost the company more than $25 billion. So where did the money go? As KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph explains, some of it is sitting on runway 1129.
There was a time when Boeing thought it would take $5 billion, not $25 billion, to develop the new plane. That was before this. We're at runway 1129 at Payne Field in Everett. Planes are preparing for flight all around us, but they're not using this runway. 1129 is a 787 parking lot. The hatches on these planes are all tarped over. Their windows are taped up. None of them have engines. Insiders call them the terrible teens.
These airplanes have been here for 3 years, 4 years, you know, 1,300 days.
This is Stan Sorcher. He's a former Boeing physicist and an employee of the engineers' union, SPIA. He's helping me figure out the secret of runway 1129. What's the story with these planes?
So here are nine 787s. They look like they're from, you know, line number 10 to 20. They've been here a long time. Nothing's going on. The parts are missing.
Ugh. They're not being fixed. They're not being scrapped. Boeing says they need important changes before they can fly. The unofficial story is that they're money pits. Building them cost a lot more than Dreamliners sell for today.
These are somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 or $500 million each.
This line was still new, and Boeing was still early on in its production learning curve at the time. Today, Dreamliners list for about a quarter of that. And because these 787s haven't been delivered, Boeing's not getting paid anything for them now. These planes are some of the reason why the Dreamliner program is $25 billion in the red. Financial analysts have been noticing.
Yes, good morning, Jim and Greg.
Morning.
This is Peter Arment with Stern, AG, and Leach on the latest analyst call.
Can I just circle back quickly on the 787 delivery guidance? You mentioned there was going to be less of the change in corp aircraft delivered this year.
Change in corp means the planes that need to be fixed before they can be delivered.
Is it driven by the customer timing and acceptance, or are you still struggling to complete some of those early ones?
Boeing says it's both, and that's why this probably won't be the year these aircraft will move off runway 1129. Boeing says its priority is turning a profit on new production, not fixing up the early planes. So the company will concentrate on improving the flow of work on the 787 production lines. Boeing says planes being produced now are all fine. They're built, painted, tested, flown, and delivered. But it also says there are more 787s than just the terrible teens waiting to be fixed. It won't say how many. When Boeing does fix its 787s, they're sent here to the Everett Modification Center. It's like a big box store with the largest parking lot ever. Three 787s are parked around it now. Stan Sorcher points out an all-Nippon jet among them. He says, there's a customer who's waiting.
And if you have inventory tied up here, first of all, you have inventory tied up, but you have a customer who's waiting for an airplane that could have been delivered. The airline could have been making money and carrying passengers from one city to another.
Boeing's engineers have long been critical of the 787 program, but the plane remains a game changer. A fuel-efficient, wide-body jet with an order book now 900 planes deep. We made a deal to get our 787 production lines. Back in 2003, the state agreed to give up a percentage of aerospace tax revenues in the hope that airplane deliveries would bring us even more. But about a third of the tax revenues we expected didn't come in. So here's the secret. The planes of Runway 1129 are part of the reason why. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.